And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 5th of July, 2017. It's the birthday of the Puritan leader, founder of Connecticut, Thomas Hooker, born in 1586. It's the birthday of the astronomer A.E. Douglas, Windsor, Vermont, 1867, who founded the field of dendrochronology, a method of dating wood by growth ring patterns of trees. It's the birthday of Susan Wojcicki, born in Santa Clara County, California, in 1968. It was Susan Wojcicki who rented out her garage, her house in Menlo Park, to two Stanford students, Sergey Brin and Larry Page, back when they were starting their senior project, which turned into Google. Figured out a way to design a search engine that used links to determine the importance of individual pages on the Internet. They paid Wojcicki $1,700 a month to use her garage, and the three of them stayed up late working on it, and she became the first marketing manager at Google. And it was Susan Wojcicki who convinced Google to buy YouTube, which makes it possible for you to watch as many cat videos as you can. She's now the CEO of YouTube. She grew up on the Stanford campus. Her father taught physics there. She said, "We had all these amazing people around us. Their goal wasn't to become famous or make money. It was to do something that was meaningful for the world because they had a passion. They found something interesting and they cared about it. I mean, it could be ants or it could be math or it could be earthquakes or classical Latin literature." And it's the birthday of the poet, film director Jean Cocteau, born in Maison Lafitte near Paris in 1889. Wrote plays, wrote libretti, and he made the movie Beauty and the Beast with the candelabra fashioned out of living arms. Hung out in Paris, was a friend of Picasso and Apollinaire and Eric Satie. Here's a poem for today by J.T. Noel, Graveyard Shift at Ace's Truck Stop. Speed-popping long-haul truckers stretch, yak, and drink coffee with locals searching for pancakes or bacon and eggs after a night of drinking, dancing, gambling, and making whoopee at night spots like the Tower Ballroom, Saddlehead Sam's, the 69 Drive-In, Bartow's Idle Hour, and the VFW. The haggard and the high class together, no place else open. Roy Orbison belts out Candyman from the neon and chrome Wurlitzer. Cigarette smoke curls around the horseshoe bar beneath a large stuffed deer head. 3 a.m. crowd gone. Fry cook leans over a newspaper. Waitress rolls a nickel from her tip pocket into the juke. Punches in her selection, slides wearily into a booth, puts her feet up, and lights a pell-mell. Elvis begins to sing. She closes her eyes and mouths the words, "Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart?" Graveyard Shift at Ace's Truck Stop, a poem by J.T. Noel from Others Like Us, published by 39 West Press and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices, subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org, and by Magoosh, online test prep for the ACT, SAT, GMAT, GRE, LSAT, and MCAT. Prep smart, go far, and enjoy the ride at magoosh.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.